Good morning, afternoon, good evening. This is Newton's Wrestling Takeover podcast. I'm really, really sorry I haven't uploaded an episode in a while. I have my own sort of issues going on, exams and stuff as well. So I'd really like to apologise to start off with. This will literally just be my Extreme Rules 2018 predictions. I'll be uploading another one as well, giving my thoughts on Sami Callihan and his work. But for now, it's the Extreme Rules predictions. It should take me quite a while because I've got quite a lot to say in this episode. And yeah, let's get on to it. Okay, so we're starting off with the kickoff show, which is the kickoff show, so it doesn't really mean a whole lot. The first match on there is Andrade Cien Almas versus Sin Cara. Andrade Cien Almas just seems like the logical choice here. Sin Cara has not really meant anything since his debut, what, 5 or 6 years ago now? He hasn't done a whole lot on SmackDown at all. Almas is obviously a new star. They've put him in a feud with Sin Cara for literally, I can't see the reasoning behind it. This will give Almas a little bit of momentum going in. Sin Cara is just like there. I think it's just going to be a job dad to Almas. Maybe there's like another match on SmackDown where Sin Cara will pick up a win. I don't know. But yeah, Andrade Cien Almas, but maybe a little bit of interference from Zelina Vega as well. Because as we all know, if you watch NXT, she interfered in quite a lot of his matches and it's really effective heel work. Almas is a really good wrestler and I just think it's the kickoff show and he hasn't really been on the main roster for that long, so just makes sense for him to pick up the win. Okay, next we have one of the only really extreme sort of matches on the Extreme Rules card, and that is Sanity versus The New Day in a 6-man tornado tag team tables match. And I just think, again, it's the same sort of logic for Almas Sin Cara. Sanity haven't really been booked that well on the main roster yet. They came up, they lost, they appeared out of nowhere. Eric Young got pinned by Jeff Hardy. And, they're not really being handled that well. They were handled really well in NXT. But, now that they're on the main roster, I feel they're just going to get lost in the shuffle unless they pick up this win against New Day. Also, I've heard that Big E's going to be getting a singles push. So, if New Day lose this match, this could, be the start of maybe a heel turn for Big E. So, he breaks out on his own and he gets the push that I feel he deserves it, to be honest. Sanity can pick up some momentum here. By beating an established team in the New Day, and obviously get a bit of the spotlight as well. So I've got Sanity in this tables match. Okay, moving on to the main card now, and I'm going to start off with what I would like to be the main event, but I'm pretty sure we all know it's not going to be. And that's the WWE Championship match between AJ Styles and the challenger Rusev, who I did not see as a threat for AJ, to be honest, in all honesty. I know Rusev Day is over as hell. I think management are literally just putting Rusev in this spot just to, give the fans what they want. But, if they did this, 4 or 5 months ago, then, yeah, I can understand the fans being really happy. But the Rusev Day chances are starting to, die down a little bit now, I feel. They're definitely not as loud as what they were, say, before WrestleMania. They're giving AJ a historic run with the belt, from what I've heard. He's just going to have the local advertisement, SummerSlam advertising AJ versus Joe for the title. I think it could be a finish where Aiden English interferes and kind of messes it up for Rusev or gets the DQ. So AJ still retains, but Rusev sort of wins. The fans go home happy and AJ keeps the belt. I think they're going to break up Rusev Day in the near future, maybe culminating with a match at SummerSlam or Hell in a Cell. Definitely AJ Styles, because it's AJ Styles, and it's going to be a pretty good match as well, because both men are really capable of putting on stellar matches. So, yeah, AJ Styles to retain on this stage, which hopefully is the main event, but it won't be. Okay, next we have what will be the main event, more than likely, because it's got Vince's favourite boy in it. Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley. I really cannot get invested in this feud, I'm sorry. I like Bobby Lashley, but I don't know, it's Roman Reigns. I'm just getting bored of hearing him, seeing him, just hearing him talk about being the uncrowned Universal Champion. But if you look at the footage, his foot was on the apron It's only 1 foot touch, but Lesnar's feet did actually touch before Roman's. So anyway, yeah, it's a pretty lackluster feud. Roman saying Roman wants to fight Bobby because Brock doesn't show up, and Lashley wants to fight Roman because reasons, I guess. But I really cannot get invested in this feud whatsoever. But because Roman Reigns is in the match, yeah, I've got Roman Reigns as much as I want Bobby Lashley to win. But like, even if it's a heel turn for Bobby Lashley and he just beats the life out of Roman after the match, which will send the crowd home happy because they're all beaten because Roman Reigns is being beat up. But yeah, Roman Reigns is going to win the actual match, probably go on and win the Universal title at SummerSlam because there are reports saying now that Lesnar is willing to show up for SummerSlam, probably going to win. Roman's going to win it, obviously, because Lesnar's going back to UFC. But yeah, I've got Roman Reigns to win this, unfortunately. Okay, so we're going to move on to the tag team title matches now. We're going to start with the Raw tag team title match because, like, they're the flagship show, supposedly. lowest viewing rates in the show's history. Cough. Yeah, the B team versus the Deleters of Worlds. That's Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. Obviously, Matt and Bray are the champions. B team have gone on this hilarious run. I really like what they're doing. Their little undefeated streak. Curtis Axel's beat Matt Hardy. Bo Dallas has beat Matt Hardy. Bray Wyatt was in a car crash a couple of weeks ago. So I think he's. I don't know. I'm thinking they're going to carry on the comedy and the little undefeated streak of the B team, and they're going to put the belts on him and see where it goes from there. I can see a Matt Hardy Bray Wyatt match somewhere down the line. I don't know how it's going to set up, but yeah, I've got the B team for this because they're funny as hell. They're over with the crowd. The little celebrations are cool, I guess. The t-shirts are as bad as they are. Like, you can't help but like them. And I don't know. Like, I'm being a bit bored of the Deleters of Worlds. Like, since WrestleMania, they've won the titles, but, like, I don't know. I'm not really fascinated by them. I'd rather have, like, Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel, like, two wrestlers who I feel are underused. Or, like, maybe Bray turns on Matt in the match, because obviously we know that Bo Dallas is Bray's brother. But yeah, I definitely do think the B team are going to win. Okay, next we have the SmackDown Live tag team titles. The Bludgeon Brothers. Basically, the knockoffs of the Brothers of Destruction. And they carry around hammers, they're big, they're scary, and undefeated. And have been since, like, the start of the year, I think. Like, nobody's actually paying attention to the fact that they haven't been beaten yet. And they are facing Team Hell No. Has anybody actually seen their new t-shirt? It looks like the raisin. No, you know the red M&M from the adverts. Yeah, it looks like that. Kane's mask and Daniel Bryan's yes arms. But yeah, I've got the Bludgeon Brothers to retain because Kane's running for Knox County Mayor. Daniel Bryan might not be re-signing with WWE when his contract runs out. So I think that it does not make a little bit of sense at all to put the belts on the Team Hell No. Like, I think Miz is going to interfere as well just in case Bryan signs a new contract and he enters a program with him going into SummerSlam. But for now, the Bludgeon Brothers need to have, like, an actual match. Like, not these, like, glorified squash matches like they've been having on SmackDown. Like, they need to have, like, a really good match. I think the Bludgeon Brothers and Kane, like, they go well together. I reckon Team Hell No are going to, like, bring the fight, definitely, because it's Kane and Daniel Bryan, obviously. But yeah, I think Miz is going to get involved in some way, or they're going to have a communication error. But yeah. Okay, next we're going to move on to the Women's Championship matches. Again, starting with the Raw one. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Another one of the few matches on this card that can be considered extreme. An Extreme Rules match for the Raw Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss, the defending champion, versus the challenger Nia Jax. Lovely to see that they're dragging on this feud for another match. Obviously, Bliss cashed in Money in the Bank after, like, I think it was a shocking win, considering I thought Natty was going to win it and Ronda was going to win the Raw title. But I can see Alexa using the weapons aspect of Extreme Rules to her advantage. I know Nia on Raw a couple of weeks ago snapped the kendo stick in half, but Yeah, Nia's going to try and be big and scary. I can see Ronda Rousey getting involved because obviously no DQ. She said she's going to be at Extreme Rules. And then obviously Nia Jax is going to try and like be big and scary. Alexa Bliss is going to use the weapons. Ronda's going to get involved. And I'm gonna say Alexa to retain. Although like through shenanigans of some kind, I reckon Mickie James is going to get involved at some point as well. But overall, I think that Alexa Bliss is going to retain the Raw Women's Championship and sit on top of the mountain for a while again. Okay, next we've got the SmackDown Women's Championship. Obviously, Carmella, the defending champion, versus Asuka, the challenger. They've completely ruined Asuka on the main roster. And James Ellsworth, for some ungodly reason, is being suspended above the ring in a shark cage. But I do think that Asuka is finally going to win the title. She's going to go into a feud with Becky Lynch because, like, they've just been bigging up the Disarmer, saying like who she's tapped out. She's tapped out Charlotte. She's tapped out the Iconic. She's tapped out. She's tapped out Absolution. Well, the two members left, and I don't know. They're just like really bigging it up. So I can see Becky being like Asuka's next challenger. Elsa's going to try and get involved. Asuka's going to kill him. And then Carmella's going to try and do something, but I reckon Carmella's finally going to tap out to the Asuka lock. She's just held into that title for so long now. I don't like her reign at all. Like, they brought back Ellsworth, which I wasn't happy about at all. So yeah, I've got Asuka to finally win and enter a program with Becky Lynch heading into SummerSlam. Okay, next we're going to look at the mid-card titles. And that's obviously the IC title and the US title. I'm going to start with the US title this time. Shinsuke Nakamura, the challenger, versus Jeff Hardy, the champion. And I am going to pick Shinsuke Nakamura. Obviously, he's 0-6 in WWE Championship competition. Well, I think he's 0-7 now, actually. He's been booked terribly on the main roster. I know he won the Rumble, but it really doesn't feel like it. He's hardly done anything really since the heel turn. Like, his feud with AJ and the best match they had was at Money in the Bank. And Jeff Hardy seems to be injured. He's not using a swanton on live events. He seems to be limping a little bit when he's coming to the ring, so I think he's just going to take some time off now, rehab his injury. Obviously, Vince McMahon, I reckon, will try and get one big title reign out of him before he retires. And I can see, unless Shinsuke gets himself DQ'd by Lolo and Jeff, I can't see Hardy holding on to it. I think Nakamura might go back to Japan if he doesn't win a title by the time the year's out. I reckon Nakamura will probably go back to Japan if he doesn't win this, so I've got Nakamura if they want to keep him. Although it was tempting to have Jeff Hardy win by DQ, but I do think Nakamura is, I don't know, just needs a title. So yeah, Shinsuke to win. Okay, next we have what I think will be the match of the night by far. Seth Rollins, Mr. I like putting on good matches every single week, versus the Intercontinental Champion Dolph Ziggler. And I think that Dolph Ziggler is going to win because it sets up two scenarios. Well, first of all, I reckon it's going to end on like maybe Ziggler just about winning it. I reckon McIntyre might attack Ziggler, like, just so like they start feuding. I know it's a bit soon, but I think they're going to start feuding, so obviously Ziggler gets the DQ, and yeah, it's like, so like it's 2-2 heading into like the final, like, I don't know, 2 minutes, and then McIntyre just attacks Ziggler. It looks like he's going to attack Rollins, but then he hits Ziggler with a claymore. And then after that, Rollins can go off into the main event picture, where he's so deserved, he just deserves to be there. But yeah, it's going to be a hell of a match, obviously, because it's Seth Rollins and Dolph Ziggler, like the two workhorses of the company. McIntyre obviously going to be imposing at ringside. He beat Seth Rollins as well, so I can see him like entering a feud with Seth, or maybe Dolph and beating him for the IC title. But either way, I've got Dolph Ziggler to retain just because it makes sense. Ziggler might be leaving unless they like keep it on him, because like that's what they seem to do. Ziggler threatens to leave, and then they just put the belt on, like they put a belt on him, like the US title, the IC title. I reckon he's going to get to the point where either he loses it and this is going to leave unless they give him the world title, or he's going to go to Ring of Honor or somewhere that like he can actually work to his content. But yeah, I've got Dolph Ziggler to retain. through shenanigans. Okay, next we have a steel cage match between Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens. Braun Strowman's been a bit of a douche to Kevin Owens, let's be fair. Like, he's tipped over his car, he's tipped him out of a porta potty. I know it's like Braun's whole gimmick at the minute. Like, he's Mr. Money in the Bank, and he flips over the thing that nobody else can flip over, because he's big and strong and tall, and everybody likes him because of that. I know Kevin Owens might be the heel in this scenario, but it makes him seem like a really, like, a babyface sort of in this feud, because, like, he's just an underdog. I don't think they're going to have much of a direction for him without Sami Zayn by his side. But yeah, I do think, despite the popular opinion, that Kevin Owens is going to win, because obviously it's one of the ways you can win a steel cage match is escaping the cage. And all Kevin Owens seems to be doing recently is running away, obviously. Even if Braun Strowman loses, he's got the Money in the Bank briefcase to fall back on, so like, it doesn't really hurt him too much, and Kevin Owens can actually, like, he could go back to being a great heel. And I don't know, I just have the hunch that, like, Kevin Owens is going to win. Just because he can escape the cage, he can, like, run away from Strowman, which he seems to be really good at. And I don't know, Strowman sort of, like, deserves to lose, because it's like, you never attempt murder. Like, he threw Owens off that ladder, he tipped over his car, and I don't know, he's just been horrible to Kevin Owens. Poor, poor Kevin Owens, so I've got him to win. Okay, next we have, we're going to finish off with Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor. This is going to be short and sweet, because I really don't care about this feud, to be honest. Like, it just seems like the big cast and the Brown feud being recycled. Corbin wants to fight Balor because he's tall. Wow, that's an interesting story. And never been done before. So I've got Corbin to win because, I don't know, like, Corbin's the authority figure, I guess. And we could see a Finn Balor heel turn, like, because he feels like he's been betrayed by, like, the authority sort of figures. Obviously, Corbin, Angle hasn't really given him a chance at the Universal title. I know Finn said before Money in the Bank that he wants to win it back the hard way, but, like, come on. Like, he just needs to... I don't know, I just feel like Corbin needs the win. Vince still sees him as a top star, and I think he could really go places with a Constable Baron Corbin gimmick if he was to get the win over Balor. So I don't think Corbin would be, like, a world champion in, like, a year or two time. Like, just give Roman his little bit of spotlight first, and he could be, like, the Universal Champion, I don't know. But yeah, I've got Corbin to win, as much as I like Finn Balor and his really cool shirts. Okay, that has been my predictions for Extreme Rules. I hope you've all enjoyed listening to this, me droning on about wrestling. It's my first one back in a while, I'll be doing another one at some point. But yeah, for now, just enjoy this one, enjoy the weekend. If you're from England or whatever, enjoy the World Cup. It's not coming home, yay. Yeah, enjoy Extreme Rules if you're watching. Enjoy football, enjoy the weather, just enjoy your weekend in general, and have a nice day. Take care of yourselves. I've been Conrad, this has been Newton's Wrestling Takeover, and I will speak to you soon. Goodbye.